Today is Tuesday, December the 19th, 2023. Welcome to episode 39 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with Kenny Couple. My name is Julia, and Farm Wife Sexy Life is a spinoff of my other podcast I do with my husband, Rural Reliance with Kenny Couple, where we talk about how homesteading, frugality, and how we're trying to reduce our dependencies on outside sources. And Farm Wife Sexy Life is where I talk about being a woman on the homestead and how we face the adversities and the challenges of being females on the homestead or in life in general, just every single day. And today I want to talk about the differences between a homestead mom and other moms. And fundamentally, we're all most of the time the same. We want to raise our kids, raise them the best way we see fit, give them the life we want them to have them grow up to be good, productive citizens. And, I mean, it's all about raising the kiddos the way we feel fit or see fit. We all have goals for our kids. We all have ideas, dreams, hopes, everything for them. And I feel like as a homesteader and also as someone who grew up in very much of a more structured, this is, you know, the plan for you. You're going to grow up, you're going to go to college, you're going to do this, you're going to do all these great things. Going to college kind of opens up the world for you. I feel like as a homesteader and as somebody who grew up in that, somebody who is living life now, that I feel like I'm doing a very different philosophy in raising Isabella a different way. And I'm also seeing this whenever I look at other people who are homesteaders, other homesteading ladies, and I just see there's such a difference between these moms from other moms. Now again, we're all the same, and this doesn't apply to one, you know, it's not one shoe fits all. We're all different. We're all going to do things a different way. But I feel like a homesteading lifestyle breeds different things for your kids to see from their mom. So to me, as a homesteader, I feel like the one thing that Isabel sees from me and how I'm different is I have a constant, continuous focus on learning everything that I do. How do I do this better? And it creates an environment of learning, because as homesteaders, we don't know it all. There's always a new innovation, a new way things happen. Things change. There's new ideas out there on how to grow food, how to raise your animals. Everybody has an idea. And the goal is to find the things that work for you and to make them better. You don't want to be static. You want to constantly be learning and growing. And your kids see that, especially if they're on the homestead working with you. So you're creating an environment where they're going to see you fail. They're going to see you learn. They're going to see you grow. They're going to see you shape as you become an adult, because we're never the same. We're different from what we are 10 years ago to what we are today to what we're going to be in 10 more years. The goal is to grow and learn and shape together. So to me, you know, I'm always learning at my job. I'm a little bit different as a homesteader. I'm a full-time work from home, stay at home mom. I raise my kid, but I also work from home. Isabel doesn't see what I learn at work. She doesn't see the things I learn every single day. I know a lot of moms that are out there working, they, you know, they're doing their job, they're doing their thing, they're getting at it, they're hustling, and their kids probably, when they come home, mom's tired. Mom's been working 8, 10, 12 hours. Mom doesn't want to do any learning or anything like that. On the homestead, I don't have a choice. Because I've chosen this lifestyle. I'm constantly growing, learning, having to do things, having to find more efficient ways to schedule my time and build. And Isabel sees that on the homestead because she's with us when we do those chores and where we're doing that. We homeschool with them. We learn as they learn. All of these things kind of become a compass, and you have this constant environment of learning. Everything becomes a lesson. Everything becomes something different. And it's not that we're buying special activities and special toys. It's just nature. Here's what happens when you put a seed in the ground and you feed the soil. The soil, you know, grows. And then here's how we compost the leftovers. We're constantly teaching them new ways of doing things. And again, they're going to see us fail. They're going to see us succeed. And we want them to see both failures and successes. Because we want them to see us stand back up on our 2 feet, figure it out, find a way to get it done, and get the job done. That teaches them, hey, nothing in this world's too big for me. I can figure it out and do it. We also have more of a focus on, and this is on my homestead. So how I see that I'm a little bit different. I have much more of a focus on less tech in our life and more old ways of doing things. We don't like to use a lot of gas powered. We like a lot of hand tools on our homestead. I've talked about this on Rural Reliance. I feel like our soil does better. I can tell a difference where the tractor hasn't been in this past several years versus where it has been. The ground's so much harder, and part of that's because of tractor wheels, but it feels like the ground looks better. It seems healthier. The plants are thriving after these past few years where the tractor hasn't been there. And again, this is something like Aaron and I have talked about, but we really aren't leaning towards like a very techie style, video game centered sort of child rearing. And again, it's because we're more at home. We like to do things outdoors, more focused on the outside activities. And I think you see this a little bit more with homestead moms. A lot of times it can be budget constraints because those things have gotten really expensive, especially since I was a kid. I remember before you'd buy a game, the games were expensive. Now it's like an online portal and then you pay, I think this is from what I'm hearing because I was never really into it. It's just more of a focus, less of a focus on stuff. And when you live in a world where everything's modern, you're going out, you're doing these things, your kid's going to be more exposed to that, and it's not a bad thing. They need to be. But it's becoming a really big issue. You see this all over TikTok of people my age or younger that's all they do. They're addicted to these things. You hear them talk about it. They're addicted to this gaming side. They're addicted to gaming and all of these things. And to me, this is just, it's kind of getting out of hand. It's getting a little bit crazy. And all these things became really big when I was growing up. Really big. And I don't think anybody really realized the repercussions of having these things at your hands and access to them 24/7. Instead of making it like a game where you would go to the arcade and play, it was a treat. Now they're right there. You can play them anytime. And the treat is gone. It becomes something of an obsession. So for me, I feel like I have more of a focus on the past way of doing it, focusing on reading books, learning how to do things with your hands, and less of a focus on technology. I really have a hard time with cell phones. Aaron and I keep going back. I didn't have a cell phone until I was an adult. I did not. And I'm really pushing for Isabel not to have a cell phone until she's an adult. I feel like if you're not going out, you're not going to be doing a whole bunch of things, which she could be. She could have a job. When she has a job, it's a totally different story. But until you're able to pay for it, I don't really, I have an issue with it. And you don't have to have a cell phone to live every single day. It almost feels like you do now because they're so prevalent in our life that we don't know how to shut the stupid things off. We also tend to be moms who focus more on starting from scratch. And this isn't just in the kitchen, but the kitchen's a big part of it. So we look at baking and all of these things. We will tend to do our own chopping, our own prep work, because it's more cost effective, cost savings in most cases, not always, but in most cases. So we really look at those sorts of things when we're doing, you know, cooking and preparing the meals. We try to start from the most basic cost-effective ingredients. We don't do the meal preps where they cut the vegetables for you and all these things. I'm not really seeing a homestead mom do that. They tend to want to know those ingredients. They want to know they came from their own gardens. They grew them themselves, or they're sourcing it from a location that they trust. This also goes with building. We don't tend to do a lot of prefab. We do, or if we do, we build it from scratch. We don't buy things, have them built. We do the building ourselves. And I really feel like that's so important because it teaches directions, understanding how to do things and learning. And yes, you're going to struggle through it. That's okay. It's part of life. And I feel like we forget the struggle. Erin and I did a video on this a couple days ago. And one of the things in the video that stuck out to me was millennials, it's a waste of their time to change their own filters. They'd rather take care of their own homes and repairs. They'd rather just pay somebody to do it to get it done right. This includes changing a filter. What is wrong with people that they cannot change a filter? It is absolutely insane that we've gotten to this point in society where the most basic of tasks to maintain your home are being charged off to somebody else, let alone the basic tasks. As a homesteader, part of my goal is to try to do as much of this myself as possible. Sourcing materials I have on hand, showing that I could be innovative and I could think outside the box. I'm not letting things go to waste. And I could really come up with something really awesome and really creative on my own without having to go through hoops and all these other, without having to pay somebody to do something I should already know how to do. We've kind of lost the ability to actually know how to do things ourselves. You could pay somebody else to do that. That's what they're there for. You pay them to take care of these little things like changing a light bulb. Now, if you're a little 80-year-old lady, please don't get on a ladder and change a light bulb. I know you know how to do it, honey. I'm talking about somebody my age. No, I don't like to get on the stepladder. I do not. I hate it. It makes me nervous. But guess what? If I need to change that light bulb, I will change it myself. I'm not hiring somebody to do it. Actually, I will make Erin change the light bulb because he's much taller than me. And that's, the goal of marrying a tall husband when you're a short woman. But just to get my point across, we've really lost the ability to know how to do things. I feel like it happened with my generation. It's like we kind of sort of let our parents did such a great job raising us and getting us there. It's kind of like, you don't really need to know how to do these things. No, we'll take care of you. And I'm also hearing it like, these kids don't know how to cook. They don't know how to do these things. Nobody really knows how to do anything as an adult. It's called, when did adult teen become a phrase? How is that a thing? I mean, I get it. You turn 18, you're not quite an adult, you still have some immaturity, some innocence, and you kind of have to shed that. And I think it's unfair of anyone to just expect you to automatically know everything. But if parents, it's just part of it. You grow up, you get through it, and you learn and you do the things. Now, I'm not saying that makes you a bad mom if you buy things, and I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, for me as a homesteader, my kid sees a different side of this versus me paying somebody to do these things. They're seeing me think outside the box, work with my own two hands, and not be afraid to get dirty and get the job done. Whereas with other people, you might not see that. Other moms, they're more willing to pay somebody to do this job because they're worn out, they're tired, they've been working all day. They've been ill with 4 or 5 kids all day. They've been going to sports and all this other things. It's another thing. Homestead moms tend to be more, outdoor focused, like back to the wild wind. And you're going to the woods, you're doing nature walks and all of these things. You're learning about us, but we're not really sports focused. Not that I've noticed whenever I look at these. And I'm okay with this. Sports are so boring to me. Oh, they're so boring to me. I've mentioned this before. And so it's just really one of those things where it's just kind of like, number one, it's more cost effective. And a lot of homestead families are not small like ours. A lot of them are much bigger. And sports are very expensive. Like they were expensive when I was growing up. I can't even imagine the cost that you're paying now. Can't even begin to imagine how expensive these things are. It just boggles my mind to even think about the cost you're paying for the travel, the food, the equipment, the uniforms and everything, because everything has just gotten so expensive. I can just imagine how expensive these things are. So we're more outdoor focused, learning from being outdoors, but way less sports focused. And that's okay. I mean, to each their own. I'm okay with Isabel learning how to garden and take care of herself. That way, other parents want their kids to become NBA players, and that is awesome if they get there. Absolutely awesome if they get there. I mean, absolutely one of the very best things in the world. It's just, where's your focus lie? Where are you pushing? I think for me, being more outdoor focused is kind of more of a peace of mind thing. I feel like sports create so much stress. Especially, you always see, like, the moms and dads getting so upset. Their kids, you know, they're getting wrong calls played, or they're getting bullied on the court. It just creates an environment of stress. There's so many people. I mean, it just, I like the outdoors nature. And I really think a lot of homestead moms get a lot of peace from this. So much more peace than if they were to, you know, be a sports mom. Food preservation. And again, none of this is against any mom out there. You do you. That's all I'm going to say. You do you. That's the best thing you can do. What works best for you and your family. Now, when it comes to food preservation, I feel like for a homestead mom, it's like one of our top priorities. We are all about making sure we have a very, very well-stocked pantry. Very well-stocked source pantry. Multiple ways to feed our family. And we typically tend to be several weeks deep, if not several months deep. And I feel like this isn't as big of a priority for other moms. I know several families that are just like, yeah, I don't have enough food to feed us tonight. And I was hyperventilating for these people. Like, I can't live like this. I don't live like this. Man, I put food away, like, even if I didn't go to the grocery store, we would have something to eat this week. I can feed us from what I have on hand. And it would be good. And you would never know I didn't go to the grocery store. And I'm like, how does this mentality, and I guess this is just a natural homestead prepper in me, how is this mentality, like, not in everybody? But this isn't the first time I've seen, like, well, yeah, I buy 2 weeks at a time. And I get it. They don't want a lot of food on hand. They don't want to see a lot of stuff on their shelves. They want to make sure they're using it up. It's a low waste mentality. And that is great. But homestead moms tend to be a bit different. We're more of a, we need to make sure we have enough food to feed us. I've grown all this food. I need to preserve it. That's the mentality we have. We have a no waste mentality. It just goes the other direction. How do I make this food last us as long as possible? Not go bad. And serve multiple purposes. Whereas, like, a no-waste mom who's not a homesteader, she will look at it like, we're not going to eat this in 2 weeks. I'm not buying it. Or, I'll go to the grocery store next week and get another batch of this, you know, of these beans. I don't need two batches of these beans right now. I'll just buy one now and one next week. Or tomorrow, whenever I need to buy the food. It's just very, very different. Different mentality when it comes to food. And I really feel like a homestead mom, like a lot of people say homesteader, and that's like the first thing they think of, like the garden and canning and preserving, and that's a big part of it. It really is. And then I think we have more of a, we are not as focused on materialistic, and again, this is not meant negatively. I just don't know of another way to say it. We're not focused on our outward appearances as much as other moms. We want to be clean. We want to smell good. Make sure our hair is brushed. But beyond that, some moms, some homestead moms now, they know how to do it up. And that's awesome. I wish I were that good at it. But for the most part, we're just very simple women. And we like to live a very simple life. And that goes into how we take care of ourselves. We, you know, keep our hair low maintenance, our nails low maintenance, and all that, because we just don't have the time, the effort, or the energy, or possibly even the money to put towards that. You're going to see less of a focus on your hair, your nails, what you're wearing. You're going to see more of a focus on quality time, being there, outdoor time, learning. How do we expand this homestead? A nail appointment for me would be like a 2-hour appointment, an hour to get there and come back home, plus an hour to do the nails if I'm not in waiting. That's 2 hours. I could be working in my garden. I have my garden weeded in that time if I've not let it go to rainforest levels. So for me, it just doesn't really, it's never really been a focus of mine. And as I've gotten more to homesteading, like, it's nothing for you to see my nails purple where I've been processing beets and I cannot get the color off of my nails, the beds of my nails. And I'm okay with that. I've had to grow to be okay with that. Apples, my fingers look absolutely filthy because they stain them. And again, I was with a client one time. I was like, yeah, you're going to have to ignore my hands. I've been canning apples and peeling them. She's like, oh, I just processed a whole bunch of animals too as wedding favors. And I was like, wow, that's absolutely wonderful. I'm glad I'm not the only one who has terrible looking nails right now. But I kind of had to get over this where it really mattered to me. Because what I'm doing is providing and taking care of my family, and I'm okay with these little things that don't really matter as much to me be a sacrifice versus, I don't really consider them sacrificing. I've never gotten my nails done. I did it one time, they grew too fast. Decided that wasn't for me. Absolutely not for me. So that's never been a thing I've been super, super fond of. But it is one of those things that we're just a little bit different. We don't put so much of a focus on our outward appearances. Tend to be more quiet in nature, and our appearances typically tend to be quiet. Now, again, this is not every homestead mom. And this is not like an all-exhaustive list. I would love to know what you feel is makes you different about being a homestead mom versus a regular mom. Well, a regular mom, I feel like she's different from a homestead mom. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Again, I don't think there's any real difference between us fundamentally. Just how we go about things is a little bit different. Where we put our energy, where we put our focus, and what our kids tend to see from us. And I'm not saying moms are lazy or anything like that. I'm just saying your kids are going to see something different in how you do things. When you're a homesteader, life is so very different from me if you're not. I know because I'm a homesteader and I see my life is 100% different compared to people who are not homesteading, living this life every single day. But as always, thank you for joining me on Farm Wife Sexy Life, where we talk about why being the farm wife is a sexy life. And I hope you join me next week with the Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.